Parshas Shmini, we have the story of the Korbanos which Aaron brought on the day of his Aninos, and a discussion between Moshe and Aaron about whether it was correct or incorrect that they burnt the Korban rather than eating it. And Moshe complained, and Aaron told him that he thought he did correctly. And then the pasuk says, "Vayishma Moshe." Moshe heard what Aaron said. Vayitav be'enov, and he saw that Aaron was correct. Vayaviru koil b'machane, and they informed everyone in Klal Yisrael. The Gemara tells us in Zvachim in Daf Kuf Aleph, what does it mean? Vayitav be'enov, that really Moshe Rabbeinu had heard this halacha from Hashem and had forgotten it, and when Aaron, in his cheshbon, calculated the halacha to be this way, Moshe Rabbeinu remembered that this is what Hashem had told him. Says the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu hoide, he admitted, v'loy boish, and he wasn't embarrassed. He didn't wriggle out and say, I didn't hear this halacha, but he said, shomati v'shochachti, I heard this halacha, he admitted having heard it and forgotten it. The Medrash tells us in Vayikra Rabbah, not only he admitted, but he was machriz. He proclaimed to everyone in Klal Yisrael that Aaron is correct and Moshe was wrong, and Moshe knew the halacha and forgotten it. Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz in Sichas Musa speaks out his espilos with Moshe Rabbeinu. He says that Moshe could have had a cheshbon to say that it would be a big chilul Hashem if I admit having heard and forgotten. But nevertheless, Moshe Rabbeinu was scared that to make such a cheshbon could come from negius, and therefore didn't rely on his own cheshbonus, and rather than that, he admitted it to the truth and the whole truth. More than that, the Netziv says in Meshiv Dova, the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu did this and why this is recorded in the Torah is to teach us that this is the correct way for a Rav. If he made a mistake, if he forgot something, he should admit it. He should publicize the fact that he made a mistake, and not worried about the results and the repercussions that might come from it. Why is this middah of admitting to the emes so important here for Moshe Rabbeinu and for every Rav and Rosh Hashiva? Because the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Chosomoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gave us the Torah, his signature, his line is always the line of emes. And if we want to be zoicha to learn Hashem's Torah, understand Hashem's Torah, then we have to be particularly careful in the dinim of Midvar Shekhar Tirchok, never to say a lie or even infer a lie. Reb Chaim Vital says, Al Pi Drush, Pshat in the Pasuk in Parshas Matos, Lo Yachil Devoroi Kechol Asher Yoytzi Mipiv Yaseh, says Reb Chaim Vital, Lo Yachil Devoroi, a person who's careful never to go against the truth. Layachil Devora, he always, if he says something, he sticks to it, and if something is right, he admits. Then such a person is Zoicha, that whatever he wishes and whatever he davens for, Kechoil Asher Yoytze Mipiv Yaseh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fulfill that which he asks for. Why is that? Again, because Chosomo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes, the Chosom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. Every time a person says Emes, every time a person has an Isoyan and he says Emes, says Reb Chaim Volozhin in Nefesh HaChaim, he creates a Malach of Emes, and the Malach of Emes will continue to help him along in his way of Emes, and therefore if Lo Yachil Devoroi, then he will be Zoicha Kechol Asher Yoytze Mipiv Yaaseh. The Gemara tells us about Rav, the great Amora Rav, the Talmud of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who unfortunately, his wife was not so kind to him, and she would deliberately not make him the food that he enjoyed. She would ask him, what meal does he want tonight? If he said hot, then she provided cold. If he said fleishigs, she made milchigs. And she went out of her way to make his life a misery. And this went on year in, year out. And when the children grew up, the son of Rav understood what was going on in the home. And one day he offered to be the messenger boy from his mother to his father, and he came to his father and he said, Mammy asks, what would you like to eat tonight? And Rav says he wants hot and freshiks. So this little boy goes to his mother and says that Rav would like cold and milchiks. And obviously she made hot freshiks, and for a change Rav got the meal that he'd asked for. And this went on for quite a few days, and every day Rav got the meal that he had requested. And the Gemara records that Rav was so taken aback, he said to his son, how come, what happened, that your mother's changed so dramatically and now provides exactly that which I asked for? The Mefroshim say that although Rav would have been allowed to say a lie in the situation, L'tayeles, Mimnei Darkei Sholem, nevertheless Rav was so careful because he wanted to be Matzliach in his Torah, and he wanted to identify with the Chosoma Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Emes, and therefore Rav wouldn't allow an untruth to go through his lips, even if it was Mutter. But the Mefarshim ask, granted that Rav wasn't prepared to say a lie himself, but when his son came to ask, and from then on he started getting the meal the way he had asked for it, why didn't Rav realize that his son had switched what he had requested? Why was Rav's reaction that it must have been a change on the part of his wife? Says Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, that we see from here that Rav, who was the Greisa Moira and so fatifed in his learning, was so far removed from Sheker that it didn't even pass through his mind a possibility of either him or his son switching around the request. If you ask something, you have to say the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And he was so tuned into the emes that he didn't fathom a possibility that his son could possibly have switched things around. The Sefer Chinuch writes an incredible thing, that a person has many zechusim and skulas and mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, and every mitzvah has its own skula to be zoicha to life, happiness, prosperity, parnosa, all the different atzochas that we want. Each mitzvah has its own skula. Says the Sefer Chinuch, all the brachas which Hashem decides upon, all that is decreed for a person, everything that comes to us is all with a tanai, with a condition. And the condition is that we say emes. As soon as a person doesn't say the emes, he forfeits, he loses all the brachas which Hashem decreed for him. And the reason for this is poshut, because chesoma shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes, and everything which HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides for us, is only with his chesom of emes. And as soon as a person doesn't speak the truth, then he creates malachim who speak sheker. And if you create malachim who speak sheker, then no amount of truth and bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will ever come your way. Therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was so careful in the emes that if he made a mistake, he was machris to everyone in Klal Yisrael. Fakir, this is the way to be Metzliach in Torah, as the Meshev Dova and Reb Chaim Shmulevitz say. That's why we find by Yaakov Avinu, whose middah was Torah and Emes, how difficult it was for him when he needed to say a lie, even when he was told up in Ruach HaKodesh that he had to say a lie. Nevertheless, the Medrash tells us that when he came to Yitzchok and he had to say a lie, there was Maim Shoisesim al Birkov, and he was so weak and so concerned to be saying a lie, he needed two malachim to hold him up on both sides, because he was so scared of saying a lie, because the middah of emes and the middah of Torah, to be zoicha in Torah, necessitates the absolute emes in every situation. The great Rosh Yeshiva Reb Aaron Kotler, when he had to create his yeshiva and kollel, and he had to make receipt books in order to be able to collect money, and the original building of the yeshiva didn't look all that beautiful, and the receipt book had to have on each receipt a picture of the building of the yeshiva, and the people in the office who went to make the receipt books understood that this is not good advertisement for the yeshiva. So with trick photography, they placed a few trees in front of the building of the yeshiva to cover the worst of what the building looked like. and they brought these receipt books to Rabbi Aaron and refused to use them, because you can't build Torah with a receipt book which has a picture of the yeshiva which isn't 100% emes. This, we just come from Pesach, when we say on Seder night that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made his bris bin absarim, and he promised to take us out of Mitzrayim, and we say Baruch Shomer after Chosoi li Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept his promise. We would have thought that the reason for the bris bin absarim was to make Avraham Avinu happy, that we should feel guaranteed throughout the time in Golus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take us out. But from the expression Baruch Shema after Chosel Yisrael, it would seem that if not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a promise, he wouldn't have taken us out of Mitzrayim. And Rav Eliashiv explains in his Agoda that Klal Yisrael sank so low in Mitzrayim, we did so many Averis, that it was really a bizoyin for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should be the Amma Nivchor, that he should take us out and give us the Torah. And nevertheless, he did so only because of Shomer after Chosoi. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that even though we were Memtes Shari Tumah, and even though it was beneath his dignity that we should be the Amma Nivchor, but if he promised, then he has to be a Shomer after Chosoi, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chesom Emes. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayitav Be'enov, he was mefarsim to everyone, I made a mistake. This is the mid of Emes, which brings Hatzlocha in Torah throughout the generations.